And I've been visiting places. I actually went to a farm festival here in Illinois, a little bit south here, in Millstadt, Illinois. And it was cool. They had all this farm stuff. There's like 1,000 people there. I took my niece. It was cool. We did farm stuff. Like we went in a corn maze. It was tough. You know, it was hard. It was way harder than the cabbage maze. I mean, that was. I can see it all from here. We sat on a hay bale and watched a country band, and that's the only chairs they have at a farm festival is a hay bale. You know, I felt guilty because, you know, the horse is probably looking at you like, yeah, man, I was going to eat that. You know, you sit on me all day long. Now you want to sit on my food. Anything else you want to sit on? Oh, hey, those are pony rides over there. You want to sit on my kids? Thanks a lot, you jerk. But we're sitting on this hay bale, and this guy comes up. He goes, "They're getting ready to shoot the pumpkin." I don't know what that means, but I'm in. It sounds. They wheel out this giant cannon. It was like a war cannon, and they just put a pumpkin in it, and they shot it far and high and fast and beautiful. Like, I went to the Grand Canyon a couple months ago, and if you haven't been, go, because it's breathtaking. But after about 6 minutes there, I was like, I wish they had a pumpkin cannon. I mean, this is, it's nice and all, but after a while, it's just rocks. I mean, shoot some vegetables, give me some action. I mean, I'm not a dad. If I was a dad, I would be honest. I'd be, you know, my child was born today. Today was the greatest day of my life, except for when I saw that pumpkin cannon in Millstadt, Illinois. That was way better. That was way better. I would be honest. Dads, whenever dads start talking about the greatest day of their life, they always backtrack, you know? The Cardinals won the World Series. This is the greatest day of my life. You know, except for my wedding day and the birth of my 3 children. That was better, definitely. My wife's not here, is she? At least once I'd like to hear some guy. The Cardinals won the World Series. This is 10 times better than when my stupid kid was born. I mean, I love my kid, but the day he was born, I just met him. I've been a Cardinals fan for 54 years, man. My dad's a big St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan. He loves him. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he really likes the baseball, but more importantly, the Cardinals have this promotion where if they score 6 or more runs in a game, he gets his coffee the next day at the gas station for 39 cents. And normally I think it's about 59 cents. So you can see it's very important to him. It's a big part of his life. And we're watching the game one time, and it's late in the game. The Cardinals, they're winning like 5-0. And I think like, you know, bottom of the 8th or something. I don't know. And basically they had the game won. But he's locked in because he hadn't gotten his coffee yet. And our best hitter came up and he grounded into a double play to end the inning. And my dad looked at me and goes, "Seems kind of fishy, huh?" Yeah, they're point shaving, Dad. They're point shaving, yeah. Yeah, the Cardinals are in collusion with Mobile on the Run. So you don't save 20 cents on your coffee tomorrow. Like, I would call the FBI, Dad. This has got to go to the top. This is important. This is the next Chicago White Sox scandal. Yeah, my dad, he was a high school wrestling coach. He was my wrestling coach in high school. It was pretty cool because I was like one of the only white guys on the team. And so when I, you know, your first day of high school, when you're a freshman, you're really nervous and scared. I wasn't, because I knew all the guys on the wrestling team from my dad. I knew Byron Blassingame. He was the toughest guy in the whole school. And he was cool to me. He was really nice to me. Every time he'd see me in the hallway, he'd go, "Lil Warren, where your daddy at? Where your daddy at, Lil Warren?" Like, that was Byron's way of saying hi. Like, he really didn't want to know where my dad was, but I was like a dorky white kid, so I'm like, I think he's at the bank, Byron. Lil Warren say his daddy at the bank. Like, I got it after a while. Like, I got it. Where your daddy at, Lil Warren? Hi, Byron. Thank God later, like, he really didn't need to know where my dad was. Like, in an emergency. Lil Warren, the gym on fire. Where your daddy at? Where your daddy at, Byron? I said I'm not a farmer. Or I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about, like, any kind of blue-collar job. I mean, I respect people that work with their hands. I don't know anything about it. I met this guy recently. He goes, yeah, I'm an iron worker. I had nothing. I go, that's just sturdy metal. Done some work with aluminum. You know, foil, mostly. Wrapping snacks and stuff like that. You guys got a foil over there and iron? No? I mean, my dad was a wrestling coach. That's a blue-collar job. My grandpa was a butcher, very blue-collar. I don't know past that. I'm not a big ancestry guy. I mean, I got ancestors. I just don't... I mean, I know my parents. I just don't go that far back. Like, everybody else is into it, all these Ancestry.com commercials, just some woman. I thought my whole life I was Norwegian. It turns out I'm Chinese. Well, you should have known. Frankly, I saw it right away. I could have told you. You are not Norwegian. I used to wear lederhosen, and now I got to wear a kilt. You don't got to wear anything, sir. Pants, actually, that's an option. That's what they wear in Germany and Ireland today. You just want to play dress up. Let's not blame your ancestors on it. I mean, the blue-collar guys, they're more like, you know, like a lot of testosterone. I don't know how much testosterone I have left. I'm starting to get worried. I listen to a lot of sports radio, and that's the only people that advertise on sports radio, the low testosterone clinics. You know? Do you have low T? I don't know. Do you feel as good as you did when you were 24? I don't feel as good as I did yesterday, to be real honest with you. I thought that's the way the world worked. You get a little worse every day, and then you die. I didn't know. It's a pretty serious medical procedure, by the way, to inject your body with hormones. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to go to a place with a serious-sounding name, preferably with the word doctor at the front of it. These places have, like, silly wordplay names, like, come on down to man's sanity. No, I'm not going there. I'm not getting a transplant at Liverama Fun World either. If I ever hear, hey, do you have high blood sugar? You can't diabetes these prices. That's also... We have 7 locations. We are glue close to you. Not a farm guy. I'm a suburb guy. I'm a suburb guy. And, you know, I think a lot of people say the suburbs is like a soft life. Like, it's easy. It's not... It's tough. There's a lot of tough stuff. I had a problem at the Red Lobster the other day. It was serious. I mean, here's what happened. My waitress thought that I was poor. I'm not, okay? I'm not rich. I'm not going to stand up here and brag you guys about how much money I make. But let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever, okay? Like, I'm making that kind of cash. Like, I'm pulling that down. I'm not saying every day, but I'm saying 2-3 times a month I can walk in there, and I'm not looking at the prices, okay? And not just during Lobster Fest. I'm saying on a regular Tuesday, I'm doing fine. And I was wearing, like, my third best shirt. This is 6. I didn't look poor. Here's what happened. I go, I'll take the trout, and I want some asparagus. She goes, oh, sir, asparagus is a premium size. I was like, what does that mean? It's real good? She goes, no, it's extra. I was like, how much? She goes, $1.29. I was like, I can swing it. I mean, I'm going to have to call my guy. You know, we're going to have to move some stuff around. probably put off retirement for a couple years, but I want the asparagus. Matter of fact, I want three asparaguses, or three asparagus. What I'm trying to say is I can spare a guy, okay? I got plenty of guys. I'm gonna keep the girls, but, you know. I don't like it when they tell you how many sides you can have at the restaurant. I went to this place, I go, I'll take the salmon, I want a baked potato, and I want a sir, you only get one side. I get however many sides I say I get. I'm a grown man, all right? I decide the sides. I'm the side decider. I'll make it rain sides up in here. I want all the sides. I want them all twice, okay? I want a baked potato twice. And I'm not talking about a twice baked potato. I want two baked potatoes side by side. I want a roast beef sandwich, sir. That's not a side. Well, then you put it on the side. I call the shots. Yeah. Yeah.